U.S. economy grew at a 3% rate in Q2, a better-than-expected pace, even as Trump's tariffs hit. Private company hiring bounced back with a 104,000 increase in July, ADP says. Companies from Stanley Black & Decker to Conagra are saying tariffs will cost them hundreds of millions. Eurozone economy ekes out better-than-expected 0.1% growth in second quarter. The Fed is unlikely to cut rates Wednesday, but this meeting is packed with intrigue. The EU-US trade deal could have one unexpected winner, the UK. Even with high tariffs, Trump's trade war suddenly is starting to look not so scary on Wall Street. Trump says he believes Powell is ready to start lowering rates. Textiles to whiskey, UK-India historic. Deal is set to boost bilateral trade by over $34 billion a year. European Central Bank holds interest rates as tariff turmoil keeps policymakers on edge. Trump's aluminum tariffs may be sparking a green recycling boom. Unintentionally. El Arian breaks ranks with Wall Street, says Powell should resign to preserve Fed independence. Treasury Secretary Bessent calls for a review of the entire Federal Reserve. Brexit made businesses abandon the UK. Trump's hefty EU tariffs could bring them back. 30% is untenable. From Irish whiskey to Italian cheese, Trump's tariff threat rattles EU exporters. Inflation outlook tumbles to pre-tariff levels in latest University of Michigan survey. Israel's stock market outperforms Middle East counterparts despite multi-front wars. Kevin Warsh touts regime change at Fed and calls for partnership with Treasury. Trump denies that he plans to fire Powell. Highly unlikely. Wholesale inflation measure was unchanged in June. UK inflation hits hotter than expected 3.6% in June. Inflation picks up again in June, rising at 2.7% annual rate. Inflation report Tuesday should provide clues on the impact tariffs are having on prices. India's inflation cools to 2.1% in June, extending slide to more than six-year lows. Treasury posts unexpected surplus in June as tariff receipts surge. Trump announces 35% tariffs on Canada starting August 1st, warns of higher levies if Ottawa retaliates. Inflation expectations drift back down to pre-tariff levels. New York Fed survey shows Trump threatens extra 10% tariff on countries that align with anti-American BRICS policies. Here's where the jobs are for June 2025. Government sector leads the way. U.S. payrolls increased by 147,000 in June, more than expected. China's July manufacturing activity contracts more than expected, declines for fourth straight month. Stocks making the biggest moves after hours, Microsoft, Meta, Ford Motor, eBay, and more. Here's what changed in the new Fed statement. Divided Fed holds key interest rates steady, defying Trump's demands for aggressive cuts. Stocks making the biggest moves midday, Harley-Davidson, Wingstop, Sarepta Therapeutics, and more. Stocks making the biggest moves pre-market, Starbucks, Peloton, Novo Nordisk, Mondelez, and more. Why it appears Washington is becoming friendlier toward crypto ETFs under Trump. Why Revolut's journey to become a UK bank is taking so long. UBS posts net profit beat as market volatility boosts trading. Stocks making the biggest moves after hours, Starbucks, Visa, Teladoc, Lending Club, and more. Stocks making the biggest moves midday, Carrier, Johnson Controls, Chart Industries, Sarepta, and more. Tom Lee's Granny Shots ETF rakes in $2 billion in AUM just 9 months after inception. JPMorgan Chase is nearing a deal to replace Goldman Sachs, as Apple Card issuer sources say. Stocks making the biggest moves pre-market, Novo Nordisk, Whirlpool, Sarepta Therapeutics, and more. With Trump pressure and a new Lebanon, can Hezbollah's shadow economy be dismantled? Barclays' second quarter profit beats estimates as investment banking revenues swell. Stocks making the biggest moves after hours, Cadence Design Systems, Whirlpool, Nucor, and more.